Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a mess of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list is long. And they say hope lives on and on. But it's the cheating world that took you away. I wanna erase the list we made. Forget all the friends we never played. But that's all that I've got left of you. So what should I?
This is Carly. We have such an awesome show for you tonight. We have the amazing Jay Harlow on. I cannot wait. I'm going to bring her on. And I just want to say her movie scared the crap out of me last night. Okay, I know I watch my movies late for my guests, but then I can remember them. Okay, let's bring her on, everyone. And Dave's been on Days of Our Life, The Bay, Passions. Here she is.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I feel like I haven't talked to you forever, and I made the mistake of watching your movie at midnight last night.
Oh.
And I know.
Oh, man. I mean, hey, you're a thrill seeker.
I'm David, like, Zane's coming on the show. I'm like, okay, I will get it done. Don't worry about it. And then about midnight, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. So I thought it was going to be, it was an awesome movie.
Thank you.
And it was, oh, my God, the twist at the end. You were a bad person. I didn't guess you. Oh my God. Okay,
well,
I'm giving away the whole movie to people.
That's okay. I mean, obviously I'm the killer and it's totally fine. But you know, I mean, some people, you know, I look at it and some people look at her and think like she's a bad person, she killed all these people, but I mean she was so blindly in love with her daughter and wanting her back that everything else seemed secondary, you know?
Yeah, and I was surprised that, that it was you at the end. I'm like, oh, come on. It can't be my thing.
It's funny. This is not my first time being a killer on Lifetime.
And I'm like, oh, my God, my date is a kill. And I couldn't go to sleep after that for like 2 hours.
Oh, no.
And it was just one of the movies that was one of the best movies you've done. Because
thank you. I appreciate that.
I felt like it was a departure from everything else you've been in. Because you're usually the good little person. And in
right.
This one, you tell not to be. And
yeah, the bad guys are always more fun.
And I mean, you will, I just cannot get over how brilliant you were. And
oh, thank you.
Do you still keep in touch with Robert, who was in the movie with you by any chance? You know, Robert,
We don't really keep in touch. I see him around here and there. He had a wonderful play that was running here in Los Angeles for a couple of weeks. It was actually doing so well, and he was leading it, that they extended the run of the play. So I run into him here and there, but I don't hang out with him on the regular.
Oh, well, if you see him, we want him on here. Because
okay.
He, at first, I was convinced he was doing all this. At first part of the movie when he hands her the this, and then she goes on the walk and goes down the hike, and then she drinks it, I'm like, oh my God, my little Noah from INR is a bad person. So the whole time my mind was on him being a bad person and not my babe. And then as the movie progressed, I'm like, okay, if he's in the hospital, you know, and when I saw, you know, just the whole movie, and how was it to do the action scene when you guys were fighting? I'm like, my heart stopped. I'm like, oh no, is he going to kill another one? Who knows?
Well,
and
the fight scene, when Robert and I did the fight scene, because we're both the kind of actor that we go for it. We want to do it safely, yes. We wait for the stunt people to tell us what we're going to do, and they choreograph the fight and tell us what we're going to do. But when we rehearsed the fight the first time, we both went for it. And the first time
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. We went for it, and when he threw me to the floor, I fully got my bell rang. Like, my head fully hit the ground. You know, your eyes go starry for a second. He knew what happened immediately. And they were like, oh, my God, are you okay? Are you okay? And it's like, yeah, I'm okay. I just need a second. Just give me a second. Let's put the pad down. Let's put it on tape. But he was great. He was in those circumstances, you know, I call him my dance partner. He was a great dance partner. He went for it, and he fought, but I never feared for my safety. He's such a professional that you don't fear for your safety.
I mean, were you in pain the next day? Because when you guys went for it, I'm like thinking, oh, she's going to be really in pain the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All of us were me, Robert, Corinne, the three leads of the film, because there's one grapple and fight with me and Robert, and then there's another one at the end with Corinne, who led the film, and we were all walking funny the next day with bruises and, like, the weirdest places and a big knot on my head, and, like, oh, yeah, we had our battle scars.
Well, I'm saying, everyone, you need to go put this on your Lifetime movie, you know, people should be in every Lifetime movie. You should be in every Lifetime movie.
Thank you.
Because it just, I still can't get over it. And, you know, I had to call my best friend and she didn't answer the phone. And I'm like, okay, I just watched this really scary movie and no one's picking up. Okay, fine. Fine. If something happens to me before the interview, it's not my fault, and
whoever finds this note.
It's just crazy how you were so great, you know, I mean, you know, if they give a Lifetime award for Lifetime movies, you need to get, like, an Oscar for this. Because
you
did so good in this called Who Wants Being Dead, people. And if you think about the title of the movie, if you think about the title of the movie, you know, it's crazy because if you think about the title and then you watch it, you will understand the whole concept of the whole movie. And I learned, if you ever have a long lost sister that ends up coming to get an inheritance, someone's going to be out to kill you. That's what I learned from this Lifetime movie, you guys.
Right.
So,
yeah,
and
someone's going to be after it.
Yes. And also, we miss you on Dave so much. I do. So much, even though Dave is confusing the heck out of me right now. But I just, you know, I'm like, come on, bring Dave back. Bring Dave back.
Oh.
And
thank you. That means a lot to me.
I mean, no one is listening to me, but I'm not giving up because you need to be back on there. And how is the bay going, by the way?
The bay is great. Gregory J. Martin, the creator of the show, he has made a spinoff of the bay that's more youth-oriented. So it's sort of for young adults. And it all takes place in and around the same city, Bay City. So you see crossover cast from the flagship show, The Bay, crossing over into the new one, which is cool. But it's been great.
Okay.
I mean, most of my work this season has been with A. Martinez and Vivica Fox.
Okay, I have this question. He already knows about my quest. He's been on the show. He knows, you know, if it was between Zadie Peck and him and, well, Christoph, but Christoph died, I cannot pick between the three of them. And they are all friends of mine, so it's really weird when you end up having crushes on your friends. Because it's really weird, but A, terrific, and so glad to see him on the bay because, like you, he got screwed with Days of a Life. Like you, he got screwed so much with Days that I'm still mad about it. 2 years after he's gone off, I'm still mad about it, but I think that's awesome. And so everything's going good there. Are you doing any more movies that we need to know of?
Yeah, I just wrapped a film like a week ago. It's a Christmas movie called Love is in Bel-Air. And it stars Joey Lawrence. So I've got, I don't know when that's coming out because they're still shooting. My part on it just finished like a week ago. So I'm sure that'll be out in time for Christmas. So Love is in Bel Air.
Okay. Well, that means we have to have you back. Christmas. So that's awesome because you need to promote that. That is really awesome. And how is everyone in LA dealing with the, Kobe Bryant stuff? I mean,
it's really hit our city really hard. You know, I mean, I know that he has legions of fans everywhere because he was like Michael Jordan. He was, you know, a living legend in his sport. But because he was a bit of a hometown hero for our team here in LA, it's definitely affected. I know yesterday, or Sunday rather, there was a lot of people who wanted to show their love by going to the Staples Center where they played, but the streets were closed down for the Grammys, and it really gave people nowhere to take their grief. But here in the city now, I'm looking around, I'm telling you, every city bus that passes by, you know, they have a digital screen that tells you where the bus is going. all of those have been changed to say, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. There are billboards to his memory at Universal Studios.
Wow.
Just the outpouring. Yeah, the outpouring of, like, the shock. I think it's the shock. Like, here's somebody who's young. You know, he's only 41 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And in the prime of health and in his life. And I think it really shook up everybody in the country. If it could happen so sudden and unexpected to Kobe, well, it could happen anyway.
Yeah.
And
because
yeah.
Saturday when LeBron James got, you know, passed Kobe in the basketball thing, people
right.
went crazy. And then Sunday morning, you know, mid-morning, I woke up and I see that on my phone. And what made me mad, and I don't know if you will agree, but TMZ should not release it as soon as they do, because I'm finding out through people now that their families, some of Kobe's family do know. And I think TMZ rushed the story without giving the family a little time to grieve. I mean, I know Kobe was a legend, but it just felt to me like they wanted to be the first one on the story. And,
right.
you know, we didn't hear for a good 3 hours that it was his daughter, too. So for that,
right.
I just think the news people just have to be really careful how they do this, because a lot of people thought it was a hoax for a good hour. Everyone's like, come on, this is not funny.
You know, when you said that, no, when you said hoax, I thought, no, that's, because I was on the phone with my brother when he told me. He's like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant just died. And I said, no, he didn't. What do you watch? What kind of news are you watching? That's not – whatever you're seeing on the Internet, it's not real. And he's like, no, seriously, turn the news on. And I did, and I saw that it was true. On one hand, you know, I do think that news outlets need to be careful, especially if it's part of an active investigation.
Yes.
Because it makes it harder on law enforcement to contain a scene and find out the answers that the family so desperately wants. You know, the family wants answers. What happened? Where is he? Where are they? You know, and law enforcement can't get those answers if they're also trying to simultaneously do crowd control. So on that note, I do think news outlets do have to be careful. But, you know, in putting myself in Vanessa's shoes, I think I would want to know sooner than later. Because my instinct,
yes,
if it were my loved one, I would want to get to that. I need to see them. I need to see them myself. I need
yeah.
to talk to law enforcement. You know, I wouldn't want to find out late and be like, what do you mean this happened 3 hours ago? What do you mean this happened 4 hours ago? Like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you call me? Why didn't I know?
Exactly.
It's hard to say, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we went through something in our own family like that, and this,
so
you know, we found out 4 days later, and, like, the whole family found out 4 days later, and it's like the not knowing is the hardest part, but if it was even true, that was the hardest part, and it was just like, oh, gosh, here we go again. And I just lost it when I heard the dog died with them. I just,
yeah.
you know, and I just,
yeah.
I feel sorry for L.A. people, because all you guys wanted to do was show your love for him at the Staples Center, where that was Kobe's home for his entire career. And I think his entire career. And so it'd be the night of the Grammys. And part of me wished the Grammys would have canceled just because the fans could have gone down and been able to,
I think the way that LAPD, because, you know, my brother lives in the South, so he doesn't know Los Angeles. And his first reaction was, don't go outside. There's going to be riots. And I said, no, you don't know my city. Like, I'm telling you, there's so much love and grief in the city. No one's going to cause trouble on a day like today. And when I look at the way the Grammys handled, when I look at the way the Grammys handled the passing of Kobe, I think they did it with dignity and grace. And there was a lot of emotion. You know, a lot of the people there knew him. And it had to be such a surreal moment in life to be on that carpet for something great you've done and to lose someone that you consider a friend or, you know, and someone so young. And just like I said, I think the entire country felt united in, oh my God, if it can happen to someone young and full of vitality and the epitome of health. And in a split second, and his daughter, like, if it can happen to them, it can happen to anybody. And every single day, every moment is so precious, you know, that you just hope to leave the world better than you found it, leave everyone better than you found them. And, you know, that's all you can hope to do.
I feel sorry for Zach and Tiger Woods. Tiger just got off his golf game and Caddy told him, and I'm like, maybe you should have just waited a couple more minutes just so Tiger just to, you know, could take him in before the reporter asked him how he was feeling. I'm like, guys, I know you need a soundbite, but maybe pull back, because Zach, Tiger, all the sports world knew Kobe was close to him. And I'm like, you know, you want to comment for all this, but as people, like Zach and everyone was sick. They couldn't absorb the news. And I'm like, having them go on talk shows and talk about this the morning after, I'm like, wait a moment, you know, just hold back a little. I mean, that's how I felt when Kristoff died. I just felt like I didn't know what to do. I couldn't breathe. So, you know, with Kobe, with LA, with the heart of LA, I just felt like people just need to breathe and honor him. And I'm glad there wasn't any riots in LA. I was afraid of that. But like you said, there was nothing but love, so that's good. But I'd rather take...
Nothing but love and grief and shock.
Yeah, I'd rather take to call some Bobby and David. Oh, I may never hear the end of it. And then the guys are going to say, you have stayed the whole time. And like, well, it's my show, but, you know. I'm going to bring on David because he did book you.
Yes.
Hi, David.
Oh, I'm looking forward. Hey, David.
Hi, Jade. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great.
I want to say, you are my favorite actress now. I watch your movie twice.
Oh, thank you.
I was surprised at the ending. I was really surprised. You did a very good job. I watched it twice. I mean,
thank you so
all
much
movies
for that support.
Twice.
Oh my God, thank you.
I mean, Pressure, do you know you was going to be the killer at the beginning before you played the movie? You know you was going to be the killer?
Yes. So the way the last two killer movies where I was the killer went down was when they came at me with the script, they said specifically to me, this is the character you're going to play. And they give you the whole script, you know, and you make a decision on whether or not you want to do it, essentially, from reading it. And first of all, playing the bad guy is always a whole lot more fun than playing the good guy. It's way more fun. and I thought in this particular movie, Who Wants Me Dead, that they really found a new approach. A lot of these Lifetime movies feel sort of similar to each other. You know that it's not going to be who you expect, and somebody or a lot of somebodies are going to die, and there's going to be a fight. Like, you sort of have a sense of how it's going to go. But as I was reading the script, I was like, wow, I really didn't see the angle of here is a woman who had a child and had to give the child up, mm-hmm. and then was diagnosed with cancer and could never have any more children and just wanted her daughter back. And that being the justification for why she went after everybody. When I read that, I was just like, the answer is yes, let's do it. Let's go.
Awesome.
David watched the movie twice, by the way. Just so you know,
I know. I
think
that's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was glued to the screen the whole time. Like, oh my God, no. Like, I jumped. Like, the ending came. Like, wow. You may have me glued to the seat. Glued to the screen.
Thank you.
I mean,
I appreciate that.
Are you in touch with anybody from Passions? Have you kept in touch with anybody from Passions?
Not currently. I mean, we sort of see each other around. I do know that we're all gearing up here in April. Let me pull up the details, actually. So we all came back, most of us, to do they're doing a Passions documentary film about the show, looking back on the show 20 years later. So it's the Passion Special Reunion documentary, and it's premiering April 28th, and it's at Universal Studios. They're selling tickets at Passions 20th on Twitter. There's a link to buy tickets, and there's also a link to be able to buy the DVD if you're interested in the DVD, and everybody comes back together to talk about what the show was like for us, what it meant to pop culture, the pranks and hijinks, and who was hooking up with who behind the scenes. Like, we come together to look back and talk about all of it.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm a big Passion fan.
So I'm sure
fan.
I'll be seeing a lot of them then.
I watched Passion from beginning to end, not up there. Now, we said it went off the air, and you were my favorite on there. Well, thank you for coming on, and please come back when your movie comes up. Please come back when your movie comes out.
Thank you so much, David.
Of course he will come back. David, she doesn't want me to end up being dead by you and Bobby, so of course my life is at stake. So of course he will come back. So, David, are you done with your questions?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I will bring on Bobby.
Bye, David.
Hey, Jade.
Bobby, you on the air?
Hey, Jade.
Hi, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, it's great to talk to you again.
You too. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say congratulations on your engagement. I saw the announcement on SoapCentral.com. In between announcements of when the shows are going to return back after what's going on in Washington, while looking at the current past and present lineups of past and current soaps out there. But I just wanted to say I wish you the best of luck next chapter. And
thank you so much.
And I look forward to And I know you was on Days with Eric for a brief time, who was on Passions, even though you two didn't share a scene together because it was mostly interacting with Galen.
Martoff was my brother, and we never shot together.
Right. Because I know that that you shared a few scenes with Galen because with the storyline at the time. Yeah, on Days. With the fact that you was Jordan's best friend. I almost said Teresa, best friend. But I just
pass.
That's not Lindsay Hartley's character. I meant the other Teresa that was on Dave.
That's wishful passion thinking. I like it.
Anyways, I look forward to actually seeing Eric in a few weeks in Myrtle Beach because I'm going to be coming down there. So I might bring up a little bit of passing talk or a little bit of day talk or anything in general.
Okay.
But I make sure that I make sure you say hi. But in the meantime, is there any other projects that you have coming up besides the Bay spinoff and any more other movies possibly?
Well, I've got the Joey Lawrence Christmas movie, Love is in Bel-Air, that'll be out probably in time for this Christmas. And I just remembered, you know, I did this incredible podcast. There's a woman who, she's an alterer. She's doing the alterations for my wedding dress. I found the dress already, and she's helping me customize it. But she's got a podcast where she talks to brides, not just about their wedding, but there's crazy stories about one bride who peed all over everybody at her wedding, which is wild. And she had me on as a guest. It's both in a podcast and video on YouTube that will air tomorrow. It's Help Me Rhonda with no H, R-O-N-D-A. Help Me Rhonda is the name of the podcast. Rhonda is the name of the brilliant woman who is helping me with my dress, who, P.S., is also a psychic medium with a fascinating history herself. So we talk my upcoming wedding as well as a wedding horror story that is absolutely, oh my God, they need to put this on a soap. They need to put this on a show, what you'll hear about this wedding. And the other podcast about, the bride peeing all over everyone at the wedding is just fantastic.
Right.
So that comes out tomorrow, and you'll be able to get all the dish on the Help Me Rhonda podcast with Rhonda and I. And then, the year is young, guys. We're in the new roaring 20s. So I'm sure there'll be more to come, and I'll let you know as things develop. But right now it's the Bay and that film and more to come.
Right. Well, hopefully when your Christmas movie comes out, it'll be on either Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, or anything like that where I don't
I'm
have
sure.
to. Because even if it goes to Amazon Prime, I'll try my best to get the Amazon Prime account set up so I can be able to watch it.
I'm sure it'll find its way onto Hallmark or Lifetime. Nobody has more Christmas movies than Hallmark.
Right.
Who I think starts airing on Halloween. I think they start airing their Christmas movies on Halloween.
Yeah, because I think they also done it in July and also on Fridays and Saturday nights throughout the year. So I might be able to catch.
Well,
I may be able to check that out. And I'd like to say one more time that it was just great coming on. Hopefully, soon the movie comes out, you can just probably come back because you're always welcome back. But I talked to you a few times.
Thank you so
once
much.
Once on another podcast and twice when Carly had you on.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a real pleasure.
So it's just great to talk to you.
And
Thank you.
We love, let me know about the other podcast. Leave me a DM if you can, and I can get the word out the bag for you.
Thank you, Carly.
Yeah, and we love having you on, and we want you to come back simply because my life is at stake if you don't, simply with the boys. And simply with Maggie, who couldn't be here today. Yeah, so my life depends on you coming back. And don't worry, I will get you back on days. I don't know how I'm doing this
yet. Sweet.
And
you know what? It's okay. We march into the sun with bigger and better ahead of us. So, but I appreciate
I know, the support. But let us know if another Lifetime or any movie comes out that you're doing because we want to get you on. And I might not, I will probably see your movie again, but I will see you during the day. I'm not seeing that one at night. Again, people don't see it at night. Okay? If you think the winning is happening and it's winning like it was in Seattle last night, don't see it during a thunderstorm. It's not a good idea.
Unless you're a real
speaker. thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
We would love
to have you
on again. And please DM me the other podcast for everyone else.
I will. Thank you so much. It's so great to talk to you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Bobby. I left you on. Now I'm letting David on.
Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. Hello, Carly.
Hey.
Hello.
David. I agree with what you said, David, about the about what's going on in Washington and why is it taking up the soaps. And I know that in any early around 2 o'clock Carly time, but that's not good enough to just show reruns of GH. And if ABC Daytime was smart, since we have no more soap nets, they could at least put a throwback or a classic from the early 2000s and not one from 2 months ago.
Yes, and I want to say something. Okay, number one, we are very sorry about Kobe and everyone.
Yes.
That died in the plane on Sunday. It's still shocking. You know, I thought it was a hoax.
Right.
You know,
right,
I don't know.
Right, Carly.
You know, it just felt
right now,
like.
Right now, when I found out that TMZ was the first to report, I thought, didn't they do the exact same thing to Christoph St. John? And because I really think TMZ is just trying to up these deaths so people would get scared to death and have to look up for themselves if they are real or fake.
Well, when I heard about Kobe, I just, my whole body just left me because it felt like Christoph all over again. And it was so sudden. And the night before, he was congratulating LeBron on the basketball thing. And the next thing we know, and I'm still mad at TMZ for the way they handled Kristaps. And now I'm going to go after them for the way they handled Kobe. Okay, give the family a damn chance to find out before you release this. How irresponsible do you have to be, everyone? I know everyone wants to jump on the biggest story, but wait, give the family a damn chance to, you know, be able to, you know, grieve for a minute before the whole wide world finds out. And it was idiotic reporting on all the stations because no one was getting it right for a couple of hours. So my big beef with this is be responsible. Don't let the family find out before the rest of America does. That's my whole thing with that. And my second thing is probably a not nice thing after going through a sad thing, but okay, this is directed to General Hospital, Nathan Bodhi, and Frank Valentini. Okay, you are not listening to your fans. We've gone 8 days. Today will be a week. Tomorrow will be 8 days without a damn new episode. This is bullshit.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Now, Bobby. No, Bobby, I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
Bobby, I am not done.
I'm sorry, Carly.
Okay. We, the fans, love our soap. Okay, and I'm not saying the damn impeachment is not important. Of course it is. And because now they're getting witnesses, and maybe we finally can get this SOB out of office. But what I'm saying, if there are witnesses now, this is not going to bring us back quicker than they are saying. This is going to do more damage than good for the soap industry.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I'm trying.
And
yeah,
I'm sorry,
me,
first
Facebook me. People, if you think I'm on my high horse about this, but I'm sorry. We know he's guilty. Everyone knows he's guilty. He says he doesn't remember who John Bolton is. Really? There are pictures of you guys, okay? So before, now just call it a day and get him out of office and let's return right to normal, because people are getting depressed over this. People are getting angry. And if NBC and CBS can find a way to stream and bring ourselves to us every day, why in the hell are you guys doing it? And you know, Nathan, I love you. I do. I've always stuck up for you. I've always had your back. But, Nathan, you need to have our back, too. You need to do what the public needs you to do. Because we are literally going crazy because you left in a hospital in a really cliffhanger.
I'm sorry, Carly, but I've been getting spoilers and clips from social media about the upcoming episode when it didn't even air yet. I mean, back in 1995 when we had the OJ thing, Loving got canceled after it spun off to the city, and then during the opening minutes of the war in Iraq and 9/11, Poor Charles got canceled because of the fact that we were without shows for a few weeks because of this. And this is when I really say Pop needs to go back to doing soaps at night, or ABC, or they need to bring back SoapNet in times like this, because not that many people have the internet, and on-demand is not going to help either, especially if you have to watch commercials without fast-forwarding through it. And whoever is posting these bootleg show episodes of General Hospital should stop right now before they get in trouble with the FCC, because I don't know if it's coming from a foreign country or whatever, but I don't want to watch General Hospital on Daily Motion without the sound and end up having people say, you ruined it because I've seen clips. I mean, I understand the stars coming out with short 10-second videos and saying that we'll be back soon, and I understand, but I hate to go on Facebook to the GH site and say, I'll believe it when I see it every other sentence or every other day because of this.
And I just want to say my notifications, everyone. Okay, I know, yes, what makes me mad, Disney owns them. They got the cast. They can take a hit for a long time. People can switch soaps, so good, not tuning in. It doesn't take long to get caught up. I go, they don't, but they see other networks episode on Hulu and they are not following suit. I'm reading some of, the answers, and, you know, for Zeno Hospital say we are anxiously for new episodes of the year. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for updates. You have them as soon as you do. Thank you for your patience. Well, you know, all I gotta say is, please just hurry up and get our soaps back on, because this is what we need, and you know we need America back. We need Trump out of America. We need Mr. McConnell out of America. We need Lindsey Graham out of America. And we need General Hospital back. I am going through Carson withdrawals. It's not good to be me right now, you guys.
And
I'm
been seeing on CBS.
Okay, I promise Maggie I would go down on them. Okay?
Right.
So,
right.
For the love of God, listen to the fans.
Exactly.
What?
And I've been seeing CBS do reruns of Young and the Restless for the first 30 minutes on the East Coast, and this continues, because therefore we're missing out on Bowling View. And I don't care if they're running classic episodes of Young and the Restless or Bowling View on CBS. I mean, they take a bad time to drop the soaps on Pop. And that's the only thing I can say about that.
Well,
I think you put on Quirk TV.
All I'm saying, you guys, is wake up, smell the soaps. We want it back. Okay, there won't be a Friday show this week because I'm going to the Tyler event at the casino, so we won't have a show then. We have one on February 3rd. And, by the way, Kanye West encouraged Black Americans not to vote for Democrats. Okay, Kanye West, take you self-righteous stuff. And you know what? Kanye, stay out of politics. I know you buddy would dump, but stay out of it, Kanye. You are making it worse. You know this guy is a creep. You know this guy, what he has done. Trump is as guilty as Harvey Weinstein is. So come on, America. Get this guy out before he does more damage. You know, he could get us blown up in the meantime. So
exactly.
I'm off my soapbox, and I have an announcement.
There's going to be a couple of Fridays in February on Valentine's Day and the 21st. I won't be able to do the show because I'll be in Myrtle Beach talking to some of the day people like Wally Kirk, for example, is going to be there. Cassie the Pilot is going to be there. So I'll put in a good word for Wally when I see him, because if this stuff continues, I'm going to have to give Wally a piece of my mind on why I think of what ABC Daytime is doing with ABC News right now.
Okay, well, David, when is our next show?
My day, February 3rd. With
okay, February 3rd. We also have Will Anderson coming out on the 18th. So, just remember that, we have that going on, and we have a lot of interviews coming up. And, of course, we want to thank Zade Harlow for coming on. And enjoy your night. And, Bobby, you need to put the TV on Lifetime and find out when Zade's movie is on in Lifetime, because you need to see it. Right, David?
Yeah, see whenever he is, because it's so good.
I'll make sure I record that to put that on my thing, because I have a lot of movies and it's taking up space along with the shows I'm recording during the daytime when the impeachment is not as far as the soaps. So, but like I said earlier, I believe it when I see it. And I tell you, they're doing the same thing with Young and the Restless for some of the Eastern Central Time. So I know you guys are not getting the prices right and Let's Make a Deal out west, but some markets that air Let's Make a Deal at 3, it's not even getting it.
Okay, well, you guys, it's the end of the show, and we will be back on the 3rd, and have a great night.
Okay, have a great night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Always bring me back home when I'm lost on the road. My
Okay, you guys, I just want to play a little thing from the Nurse's Ball since we are going through GH with dogs. And we will be back on the 3rd. Bye.